You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Just after 11 o'clock here on Mag Zinc Radio, it is time for Essential Last Crack. This is Beat of My Blood on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
This is Sean Anthony Brown from Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Essential Last Crack at 11, and I am Rocker, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. That was Squeeze It, and before that, Beat of My Blood. Both of those songs came from 1994's Run Head Start Screaming album, just after Sean had moved up here from North Carolina to join Last Crack for that was their third album after Butto had left the band. Well, I am Rocker, and I'm hanging out here with Cold Black River, and those guys are hanging around with me. We're gonna listen to some more music by them in just a few minutes, and they're gonna be playing at Bombastica 2022 on May 7th. That's this coming Saturday at the Dark Horse Art Bar and Grill, and of course they're gonna be playing that with my band Iron Plow.
So let's listen to another Iron Plow song. This is Mr. Iommi. You're listening to Maxine Kevy here with you till midnight. That's our ode to Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi. That is Iron Plow. My name is Rocker, and hey, I'm the drummer in that band, and we're going to be playing at Bombastica 2022 coming up on May 7th, and that's going to be along with Seven Seasons Deep and Cold Black River. And right now, I'm actually joined in the studio with Cold Black River tonight. I have Eric Cobb and Brent, the guitar player. I'm not sure what his last name is, but
I think that's his last name is the guitar player.
or the ukulele player. I don't know which one he is.
That's true, too, yeah.
So you guys were telling us all about the Spaceship TV, and you were telling us about your album. And I was just amazed at how good it sounded, and just from a live performance, you guys just did it once, which to me is, it's so amazing that it sounds good and you just did it once. No second takes, no sitting around trying to make it better and better and better and moving the snare drum a little bit because the guy's off or something. But not your drummer.
No, not Aaron.
He's tight, man. But anyway, you know, tell us a little bit more about your album that's coming out, where we can find it, and...
As we'd mentioned before, you can go on Bandcamp and grab it. Be sure to go on to our Facebook page and like our page. We're on all of the social media, so if you want to follow us on Twitter, you want to follow us on Instagram, please do so. Snapchat as well. We haven't got onto TikTok quite yet. I haven't been convinced, but we'll see. It was just a really fantastic experience. You know, when you have a situation where you can mic everything 30 times if you want to and use all of these super high class microphones, you're going to pick up some really good sound. But to sort of answer the question of the one run through thing, what we did was 8 months prior to that gig, we wrote a set list. And then when we did our sort of mini tour last year for what shows we could play, we just simply played that set at every single show. And no one would know because you're playing Milwaukee one night and then perhaps you're playing Green Bay the next night and so forth. So no one really knows that. But you can really get a chance to really perfect that set so that when we got to the spaceship and we were live in front of those cameras and we were being recorded, we were able to make it through it. It's a really interesting experience having cameras pointed at you while you're performing like that.
Yeah, so it's just that the muscle memory kicks in and you just kick back and play.
Absolutely. Well, it's the old adage of if you do make a mistake, just don't quit. Keep going.
Make it a second time.
I'm sure there are a few things in there that we can hear as bandmates, but we're always going to be, you know, our own worst critic.
So now I have another song I'm going to play from your brand new album that just came out on 420 called Live at the Spaceship, and it's called Oh My Goddess. And tell me about this song before we hear it.
I really enjoy the lyric story to this song. It is the story gets turned on its head essentially, but it's let's imagine the Salem witch trials, and we have a witch that's getting ready to be burned, or they think that she's a witch or whatever. But what they don't realize by the end of the song is that by sacrificing her, they actually raise the Leviathan from the ocean that ends up taking revenge on her death. So it's a little twist on the Salem witch trial story.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Well, let's hear it. This is Oh My Goddess. This is Cold Black River. You're listening to Rocker on Max Inc. Heavy.